held up enough just to Bethea to get under it going back, and so Bethea makes another good play, and Folds just trying to serve that hit out is out. Ricky Otero, 1-for-6 last night. His average has been slipping again. It's been up and down. Otero now at 340, 7 home runs, 41 runs batted in. Had a couple in Sacramento. The changeup swung on and missed, strike one. Otero with that sore hamstring, but he wants to play. Three games left in the regular season. The pitch, chased and missed. Strike two on the changeup. So Joe Elias throwing the changeup. Elias normally throws good heat. A little bit of a breeze blowing towards left field. 0-2 count to Ricky Otero. Elias back to the plate. Swung on and missed, strike three. So three straight changeups. And Otero out in front of each one. And Elias made that look easy. Mark Charbonnet coming to the plate. He's up to a 353 average. He will not be able to match his 368 of last year. Last night, he picked up run batted in number 100, number 101, and number 102. The first man ever in the Western Baseball League to have 100-plus runs batted in to hit triple figures. The pitch to Charbonnet, that's down low, ball one. So Elias going with the soft stuff initially. Charbonnet with his two singles and a double last night. The pitch grounded towards the second baseman. Dropped by Shipley and still throws him out at first base. So a 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning. As the Pioneers go quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in a fast-moving ball game. Just the opposite of last night. We'll be back with the top of the second inning. A scoreless ball game between Sacramento and the Pioneers after this timeout.
Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. They specialize in criminal defense, family law, and personal injury. With over a quarter century experience, they have capital and U.S. Supreme Court experience, including all felonies and misdemeanors. Give them a call at 628-2846 or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman and Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846 for Huntsman and Associates today.
Hi, this is Lonnie Snowden with Quality Air Service. You can stay cool and comfortable this summer when you call Quality Air Service. Right now at Quality Air Service, you can see any of Bryant's full line of energy-efficient air conditioners on display in our new showroom. Act now and receive no payments with no interest for 6 months with Bryant's convenient comfort credit. So if you need a simple repair or a new air conditioner, call Quality Air Service.
Come on, Bryant, and rescue me.
Call Quality Air Service at 688-2653, 688-2653, and let Quality Air Service rescue you from that hot summer heat ahead.
Zion Pioneers, top of the second inning, first pitch to Scott Richardson, the first baseman, fouled straight back and into the stands. It's still a sun field for the left fielder and the center fielder, the shortstop and the third baseman. As it seems like this time of year, it gets lighter later in the morning for a while. Pitch fouled off to the right side. It's an 0-2 count. And the sun goes down maybe a couple of minutes later, but it comes up. It comes up later also as we're getting a little later in the year into the fall. Tomorrow begins September. 0-2 pitch to Richardson. That's hit deep to left field. That one may be out of here, and it is. Home run to Scott Richardson. Scott Richardson unties a scoreless ball game with his sixth home run of the year, four of them against the Zion Pioneers. And Scott Richardson, former Dodger farmhand, makes it a 1-0 lead for Sacramento. So Richardson on an 0-2 pitch, got a hanging breaking pitch. And as Mike Smith said to me coming home, because he couldn't get Richardson out, he says, you'll go with the breaking stuff, he'll hit that every place. And it was an 0-2 pitch that it was hit out. The pitch to Aaron Fuller up high, ball one. Marcus Moore giving up a home run for Moore. That is home run number five that he's given up this year. The pitch outside, ball two. 2-0 count to Aaron Fuller. Top of the second inning. Scoreless tie is broken in a hurry. Pitch outside, ball three to Aaron Fuller. Fuller, dangerous hitter if you get him on base, as he can run. Picked up his 16th stolen base last night. 3-0 pitch, that's a strike right down the middle. So Moore trying to come back. Marcus Moore would like to get a lot of strikeouts as a secondary feature. He'd like to get the win tonight to begin with. The pitch, that one, strike two on the outside corner. Back to a 3-2 count against Aaron Fuller. Waiting on deck is Kyle Washington, as Moore is in a race with Reggie Leslie for the strikeout title. Pitch up high, ball four. As Leslie is the likely pitcher for tomorrow for Sacramento, is leading the league, and Moore is in number two position. So a leadoff home run and a one out and a single, or a base on balls, I should say. Actually, Moore is in third place now, as Kurt Takahashi is scheduled to go tonight, has 112, Leslie 113, and Moore 110. Over at first base, Aaron Fuller. Fuller, likely to take his chances against Jake Mueller. Kyle Washington at the plate. Marcus Moore, Fuller not going this time. A ground ball hit right at Freddy Diaz. Juggles it, trying to come up with it, and it will be an error. One of the few times we've ever seen Freddy Diaz misplay a ball. He still had a shot at Kyle Washington, was trying to get the double play, knowing Fuller would go fast to second base and juggle the ball. So a home run, a walk, and an error, and Sacramento not only has a 1-0 lead, but they're in business to try to get more. Juan Blackwell at the plate, who has been hitting line drives against the Pioneers. A rather short bat, but the pitch, that one's hit to left field, coming on in a hurry. Al Mealing has a chance at second base and throws just not in time. Fuller not going back to second base that fast, and Mealing threw a strike to try to get a double play. But Blackwell hit that one on the nose, but right at the left fielder. That's the first out. One out, one in, two on, and Matt Shipley at the plate. Shipley, three hits in Saturday night's ball game in four attempts. Gets the start at second base tonight. The pitch to Shipley, that's a strike. Jake Mueller working the plate behind home plate very well. By the way, the umpire tonight behind home plate is Frank Rios. Over at first base is Rick Pogue, and over at third base is Brian Frisch. Into the stretch, Moore, the pitch fisted in the air to the infield. Jake Mueller, infield fly, and Mueller will grab it. Right in front of the plate. So a pop fly to the catcher. We're out number two, and Jake Underwood at the plate. So Marcus Moore trying to wiggle out of things. Got himself into some trouble after serving up the hanging breaking pitch to Scott Richardson for a home run. Richardson, who went hitless in the first two ball games, has been deadly since. He has been ripping the ball, but he was hitting the ball hard in the first two games, too, just not in fair territory. Jake Underwood at the plate, right-handed hitting catcher. Marcus Moore to the plate. That one's down low, ball one. By the way, we'll make a selection of our Highland Manor defensive player of the game. Rod McCall was our man last night. We'll make a selection again tonight. One ball count to Jake Underwood. The little hanging breaking pitch lined right at Freddy Diaz. Did not have to move. So some line drive outs, but only one run in on the home run. One hit, one error, two men left on base, and at the end of an inning and a half, it's 1-0 Sacramento. Back with the bottom of the second after this timeout.
It's time to get away.
Time to go.
To escape the noise.
The noise.
The traffic.
The traffic.
The mess.
The mess.
Escape to the past.
The past.
Escape to the future.
The future.
Escape to Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Open 24 hours. The gateway to the Valley of Fire and Lake Mead at exit 75 off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Moapa is your year-round fireworks supplier. Buy now for the best selection of the biggest and the best. Check out Moapa's new products like mortars, repeating reporters, and rockets. Moapa Tribal Enterprises now has safe and sane products for younger folks, and they even have launch pads on the premises for your immediate use. Stock up now for the millennium at Moapa.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises. Tribal Enterprises.
There is only one name for the largest selection of handmade Native American gifts and jewelry.
The largest selection of fireworks.
Ice cold beverages.
Snacks.
Groceries.
Liquor.
An amazing smoke shop.
New song.
Video poker.
Mowampa Tribal Enterprises.
North of Las Vegas off I-15.
Mowampa Tribal Enterprises.
In trouble? The best of us can be accused. For vigorous, competent defense representation, call Huntsman & Associates. Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. Give them a call at 628-2846 or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman & Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846, Huntsman & Associates today.
Zion Pioneers trailing by a 1-0 margin. Joey Elias getting the start tonight. We'll face Rod McCall, Robert Merle, and Freddie Diaz here in the bottom of the second inning. Rod McCall hit a home run last night that was just a shot over the center field fence. Just disappeared into the night. That was his 12th home run of the year. He's now number 2 on the team for home runs on the season, and he's only been with the team since the Chico series in Chico after the All-Star break. So playing in his 38th game with the Zion Pioneers. And it's a total of 12 home runs and 38 runs batted in coming in. First pitch to Rod McCall. That one's outside, ball one. McCall has done something interesting. He's hit home runs in 3 consecutive games. That's the 4th time that's been done this year by a Zion Pioneers player. A 1-ball count. That one is called strike at the knees. Mark Charbonnet has done it, no surprise. Tim Belk has done it, no surprise. Ricky Otero hit home runs in 3 consecutive games. The pitch, that one's a called strike 2. 1-2 count to Rod McCall. So soft stuff. Elias not going with the fastball, going with the changeups right now. 1-2 count to McCall. Waiting on deck, Robert Merle. Elias comes back to the plate. Pitch inside, ball 2. 2-2 count to McCall. The difference between Belk, Charbonnet, and McCall, and Ricky Otero's speed, as Ricky Otero began his 3-game home run streak with his 2-homer game, one where he hit one from the left side and one from the right side of the plate. The pitch swung on and missed on the changeup. Down goes Rod McCall. Second strikeout of the night for Elias, and the Pioneers having their hands full with Joe Elias. Coming to the plate is Robert Merle. Merle not as apt to be fooled by the off-speed pitches. 336 hitter, but he had 3 walks last night. For Merle, he now has 42 strikeouts and 42 walks. He is drawn even on the season. The pitch, breaking pitch, called strike, slow curveball. So Elias working on his breaking stuff and on his changeup a lot tonight, not so much on the fastball. 1 strike count to Robert Merle. The pitch to Merle, that's a fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. Elias making a good start, 0-3 record on the year. But he's staked to a 1-0 lead. The pitch to Merle, that one's inside, tails inside, 1-2 count. One out, bottom of the second inning. Solo home run by Scott Richardson, the lead off the second. That's the difference in the game right now, 1-0. Pitch to Merle, way outside, ball 2. Elias, kind of a compact delivery. He'll swing his leg out as deception. And he comes sidearm a lot. Back to the plate, the pitch away, ball 3. So Merle, who is down 0-2, has seen 3 balls next. It's a 3-2 count to Robert Merle. Freddie Diaz waiting on deck. Zion Pioneers trailing by a 1-0 margin. This is game 2 of the 4-game series with Sacramento. Game 5 in 7 straight with the Steelheads. The pitch lined inside of third base, down the line. Robert Merle, a chance for a double. Will turn first. Aaron Fuller gets there, and Merle already on his horse has the double. To lead things off, or I should say, with one out here in the second inning. 26th double on the year. And we'll put Merle tied for second place in doubles. Nope, correction, tied for third place in doubles. Bo Dodson and Raul Rodarte are tied for the lead with 27 each. Freddie Diaz at the plate. Diaz, a double, an RBI double, an RBI single, and a 3-run home run last night. Diaz, our Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game, swings and misses strike 1. Diaz has boosted his average up to 196. Two home runs, but 21 runs batted in 30 ball games for a guy that's hitting 196. So he's made good, efficient use of his bat. Doesn't hit it often, but when he hits it, it's usually important. A little line drive over the shortstop. Ed Merle had to hold up, so he'll hold at third. But Freddy Diaz serves that one, a little soft liner over the shortstop's head for a base hit. So Elias using the changeups to get through the big boppers, beginning with little bopper Ricky Otero, who swings hard at fastballs, now getting to the slap hitters, and they are not getting fooled by the changeups. Glenn Spencer at the plate. Spencer, 11 runs batted in, has boosted his average to 244. With his 2-for-5 average last night, or 2-for-5 showing. Spencer playing a good second base also. Called upon to play left field after Al Mealing was tossed by home plate umpire Rick Polk last night. Spencer with men at the corners. One out. The pitch, down low, ball one. Spencer will be patient at the plate. Glenn Spencer anxious to get into the playoffs. He would love to have some playoff action. Otherwise, first thing Thursday or Saturday morning, he has to be at work at a golf course about 5:30 in the morning. Pick off over at first, back in as Freddy Diaz. Back in Salt Lake, Glenn Spencer. Brand new papa, though. That's the one thing he does miss, is not having his little one with him right now. The pitch fouled at the plate. It's a 1-1 count. So a double by Murrow and a single by Freddy Diaz with one out here in the bottom of the second inning, and the Pioneers threatening to tie the ball game. For Spencer, his key is to get it to the outfield fairly deep. Either that or get a base hit in the hole someplace to keep the inning alive. If he can get it to the outfield fairly deep, he has a chance of bringing home a run. Pick off over first, getting back in is Freddy Diaz, and it was a little closer than Diaz thought it was going to be. Diaz stepped back onto first base, and the tag was right there, split second behind him. Diaz at first. The pitch, that one's a ground ball hit towards the shortstop. The run will go home. It'll go under the glove of Scott Maffei. So Glenn Spencer will get a run batted in. The question is, it's probably going to be an error on Maffei, who tried to grab it and went right under his glove. Or had an error on the Zion Pioneers, and that's the debate right now. He put his glove down and tried to get it. It stayed down, and it's the question, if it stayed down, it's a hit. If he should have been able to get it, it's an error, and it's going to be ruled a hit. So we'll wait and see if that gets changed. It'll be an RBI no matter what, and the run is home. The 1-1 tie. At the plate, Jake Mueller. Mueller, who has a polite three-game hitting streak. Spencer with that, saying something to first baseman Scott Richardson on the slow hit ground ball. But they had to rush it just to have a chance at Spencer. He wasn't going to get Diaz at second. And he was going to score the run. Sacramento looking for outs at the time. Pioneers have tied it at one each. Jake Mueller at the plate. Mueller up to a 225 average. The pitch, that one's a called strike at the knees. Mueller has struck out a lot this year. But still, since he changed to number four, that was Dwight Lewis's old number. But it's the one Mueller feels comfortable with emotionally, I guess you could say. The pitch, change up, but just outside. Ball one, 1-1 count. Since he changed to the number four, Mueller has been hitting over 320. That happened in the Chico series right after the All-Star break in Chico. He's been hitting the ball and hitting it hard since. 1-1 count to Jake Mueller. The pitch, that one's fouled off to the right side. 1-2 count. Al Mealing waiting on deck. It's a 1-1 tie. Still only one out. God Maffei charging that ball. And it just stayed down on him. As he went after it, it just stayed down. Tried to side-saddle it and come up throwing. But it kind of skidded under his glove. That's why the ruling of a hit could have been ruled an error. That's one of those that you look and look and look and think and ponder on. And Glenn Spencer has to feel grateful on that one, that he got the benefit of the hit. The pitch, that one's a little line drive to right field. Freddy Diaz will come around third base. They're going to test the arm of Kyle Washington? No, they're going to hold him at third. Washington comes up throwing. Good, strong arm. Jake Mueller with a base hit again. So Diaz over at third, Spencer at second, and Mueller at first. Diaz, with his base hit, now has a four-game hitting streak. Mueller now has a four-game hitting streak. And Spencer now has the longest hitting streak going, current for the Pioneers. Spencer has a five-game hitting streak. Al Mealing at the plate with the bases loaded. Mealing struck out a couple of times last night. He's number two on the team in strikeouts with 59, but he's also hit the ball fairly well since the All-Star break. Bases loaded. Elias into the full windup, misses down low, ball one. Mealing, with one out, if he can get it deep to the outfield, has a chance of scoring Freddy Diaz. 1-0 pitch, outside, ball two. If Mealing gets on by getting hit by a pitch, that happened earlier in this series. In fact, happened in Sacramento, or by getting walked, will drive home a run also. Joe Elias into the windup. The pitch swung on and missed on the slow stuff. 2-1 count. So Elias changing speeds. That's been the most effective part of his pitching performance. 1-1 tie. Solo home run by Scott Richardson in the second. Top of the second. RBI single here in the bottom. The pitch down is swung on and missed. Strike two. So Mealing trying to time that. Secret for Mealing is put the bat on the ball. If he can get a line drive someplace, he can run forever. Great speed. Just unbelievable speed. Maybe as fast as any man on the team. The 2-2 pitch. Foul down the third baseline. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. Glenn Spencer got a huge jump as soon as he saw that one hit the ground. He was almost at second base. Everybody else had a little better view of it and knew it was going to go foul. I should say Jake Mueller got the huge jump. The 2-2 pitch, a little ground ball right at first baseman Scott Richardson coming to the plate and throws it away. A run is home, and a second run comes home, and Al Mealing will hold on at first base. So it'll be a fielder's choice and an error as Al Mealing reaches on the fielder's choice. An error brings home two runs. That's the throwing error on Scott Richardson, who has played some third this year, but has been mostly in the outfield. But that one, Richardson thought about going to second and then thought about going home and just threw it low and outside. Two-run score. It's a 3-1 lead on the throwing error. So an error brings home two by the first baseman. Fielder's choice and an error. So Spencer scores. Richardson on the first error of the game for Sacramento called strike to Kalen Foles. Foles lined out to the shortstop his first time up. Kalen Foles just been battling himself at the plate. Into the stretch. Elias looks, comes to the plate. The pitch outside, ball one. 1-1 count. So the Pioneers getting helped along a little bit by a Sacramento miscue. Bases loaded, sharp ground ball to the first baseman, and Richardson throws it away. And at first and second, the pitch, that one's pulled inside of first base. That will be at least a double. One run will score. Al Mealing got a little late jump at first base, but he'll fly. Kalen Foles will pull into third base with a stand-up triple. So a two-run triple by Kalen Foles right inside the line at first base. And it's a 5-1 lead. And here come the Pioneers again. The bats are hot. Mueller scores. Mealing stumbled a little bit getting away from first base. Still not at full speed at second base, but he accelerated, and those long strides brought him home. For Kalen Foles, that is triple number three on the year, and runs batted in 36 and 37. So the soft stuff, you could sneak it by the big boys, the big boppers, but not the little guys. And they are swapping it around. Just trying to hit the ball where it is pitched. Ricky Otero at the plate. A strikeout victim his first time up. One of two strikeout victims. And the eighth man to come to the plate. Still only one out. And Foles over at third base. Otero, if he can get it to the outfield, could get another run home. The pitch, that one's fouled straight back. Strike one. Ricky Otero will go into waves of going back into his own old style that he had prior to the All-Star break and prior to the shoulder injury of hitting line drives. Then we'll start into pop-ups again. The pitch, line to right. The run is home. Ricky Otero has the RBI, his 42nd on the line shot single. Kalen Foles comes home. That's 6 runs in this inning, and it's a 6-1 lead for the Pioneers. Mark Charbonnet coming to the plate. Charbonnet, the ninth man to come to the plate, he grounded out his first time up. Charbonnet, with his 127 hits, shares the league lead with Sergio Guerrero, who is still playing with the Reno Blackjacks. Charbonnet sharing the league lead on that, and quietly has picked up 239 total bases. That's a new Western Baseball League high for him. And quietly last night, in spite of when he got into triple digits with runs batted in for the first time in Western Baseball League history, anybody's done that, he has set a new high for total bases in the season. Going ahead of Todd Pridey by one. Change up, swung on a miss, strike one. So Charbonnet with 239 total bases is one more than Todd Pridey's league record set last year. Pickoff over first base, back in is Otero. Otero is still a stolen base threat, even with a pulled hamstring. He could be on his knees and still be a stolen base threat. Elias into the stretch, the pitch. That one's hit high to center field, but not deep enough. Going back is Cheadle. Cheadle at the warning track. Maybe it is deep enough. It's off the fence. Otero will go to second base and on to third. He had to hold up, and it will be a double for Mark Charbonnet. So Charbonnet, that one just kept going. The wind was going blowing out a little bit to center field, and Cheadle may have hurt himself. He was right at the fence and couldn't come up with that. A double, and a little bit of a surprise of how deep that one went. Cheadle went back and didn't think it was that deep, and it didn't look like it was hit that deep. But apparently there was a little bit of a jet stream, and as strong as Charbonnet is, it just kept going. Elias drops the ball in the glove behind the pitcher's mound, and I'm not sure what the situation is. Two umpires, Rick Pogue and Brian Frisch, talking to each other in the middle of the infield. Tenth man to come to the plate is Rod McCall. McCall is the only out in the inning. McCall struck out to lead off this inning. He is 0-for-1 on the night. But the Pioneers, since that time, have scored 6 runs and still have 2 runners on base. After the towering double, infield is in against Rod McCall. And you start looking for how's your Blue Cross Blue Shield. That ball's hit deep to right. Goodbye, number 13. A 3-run shot by Rod McCall. McCall sends that one up and out. Beautiful, long home run by Rod McCall. A 3-run home run for McCall, and it's a 9-run second inning for the Zion Pioneers. And Charbonnet scores after Ricky Otero, and Rod McCall crosses home plate now. Gets a knuckle greeting, knuckle to knuckle, with Robert Merle. Merle, who began the onslaught with a double down the left field line, that ended the no-hitter in the second inning. And Merle came around to score 9 runs in. Every batter in the lineup has scored in this inning. Every batter in the lineup has scored in this inning. And all but Al Mealing has a base hit in this inning, at least a single. Mealing reached on a fielder's choice. 9-1, a 9-run second inning for the Zion Pioneers. For the Pioneers, they have to hope the Tri-City and Chico do their parts to keep their hopes alive for postseason play. The Pioneers putting on the batting show right now. At the plate, Robert Murrow. Murrow, a double and a run scored his first time up, and Elias is still on the mound. Similar to what happened with Oren Kalahara last night. But Diaz waiting on deck. The pitch to Merle. Did it hit him? Merle looking out at the pitcher. It was behind him. That's ball one. Merle looking at Elias. And that may be kind of expected. It looked like it might have hit Merle, but it didn't. He just leaned forward and it went behind him. One ball count. Elias comes back to the plate. That one's a called strike at the knees. 1-1 count. So the Pioneers, Rod McCall now has hit home runs in 4 consecutive ball games. That's a first in Pioneers history. The pitch fouled at the plate. Strike 2, 1-2 count. And also it extends McCall's hitting streak to 4. 4 home runs in the last 4 ball games. And if he'd hit a little more out than up in the game just prior, it would have been 5-5 game. The pitch on the outside corner called strike three, and down goes Merle. Merle fooled on that pitch. That is out number two, and Freddy Diaz coming to the plate. Diaz is singled his first time up, eventually came around to score on the throwing error by Scott Richardson. A 9-run second inning. Amazing. Freddy Diaz at the plate. 1-for-1 tonight, 3-for-5 last night. Diaz takes a pitch down low, ball one. Batting lefty against the right-handed pitcher. Joe Elias on the mound and taking a beating here in the second. The pitch changeup swung on and missed, strike one. 1-1 count. Jason Dossey apparently is doing the pitching coaching now for Sacramento, as Randy Veras was doing it earlier, former major leaguer. Pitch fouled at the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Freddy Diaz, a single and a run scored. He was our Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game last night when there were plenty of choices. But he had 5 runs batted in last night. Couldn't exactly turn that one down, including a 3-run home run. Zion Pioneers with a 3-run shot by Rod McCall in this inning, in this ball game. In this inning, period. Pitch fouled off. Count goes to, holds at 1-2. McCall, we mentioned 13 home runs. The 3 ribbies give him 41 on the season. So McCall making up a difference between he and the rest of the team. Ground ball hit right at Matt Shipley. He has hustling to first, but the throw is in time. So after giving up 9 runs, Elias settles down and gets the last 2 hitters in that inning. 9 runs on a total of 8 hits, an error, and nobody left on base as Rod McCall swept him clean with his 3-run home run. At the end of 2, it's a 9-1 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the top of the third after this timeout.
Yeah, Sid, listen, we got to order some product from you here. We got to get some pianos in really fast.
Al, I know summer's the best time to buy, but where do you think I'm going to put all this?
Polish, make it.
Hi, this is Gary Gentry. As you can tell, we ordered way too much stuff. So Gentry Music Center is having our 4th anniversary sale with 25 to 50% off your new piano, keyboard, or organ.
You want 10 French leg uprights, 8 Kurzweil.
That's Gentry Music Center's 4th anniversary sale.
With
up to 50% off all Roland's, Kurzweil's, Vancouver Ring, Zhengsheng panels, and much, much more.
Sad, you got to work with me. I know you need to get
Al, please stop.
In St. George, you got to bring them on in.
So why don't you come out of the hot, sizzling heat and into the cool AC and play the keys on your new piano at Gentry Music Center's 4th anniversary sale with up to 50% off. And there's lots to choose from. In fact, the largest selection in southern Utah. Gentry Music Center, 243 North Bluff in St. George, where music makes you smarter.
Have you been injured? In an accident? Don't overpay. Call Huntsman & Associates and ask about their exclusive 25% maximum contingency fee plan. Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. Give them a call at 628-2846. Or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman and Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846 for Huntsman and Associates.
Zion Pioneers, top of the third inning. It's Dave Cheadle, Scott Bethea, and Bo Dodson at the plate. The pitch lined to center field. Dave Cheadle has a base hit. So Marcus Moore, with an idea of throwing strikes and getting outs, throws a strike and gives up a base hit instead. So Cheadle lines that one to center field. 9-1, the Zion Pioneers with the lead. And Marcus Moore, given the task of just trying to keep the Sacramento Steelheads at bay. Last night it was 17-10. 17-10, the Pioneers with the victory. So you know these two teams can score some runs. They have been giving pitching a battering. Marcus Moore into the stretch. The pitch. That one is a little line drive to center field. So back-to-back hits. And Scott Bethea has a 5-game hitting streak all against the Pioneers. Cheadle on at second. Bethea on at first. And coming to the plate is Bo Dodson. Dodson, who leads the league along with Raul Rodarte in doubles with 27 each. Dodson, who had 2 home runs last night. Marcus Moore gives up back-to-back hits. They get a little warm-up action again in the bullpen soon if Moore can't bring this one down. The pitch, that one's offside, ball one. Moore taking a shot at that outside corner. He's into the power men of the order now. 3, 4, 5 hitters due up next. Moore looking for a ground ball if he can get it. The pitch, that one's on the corner, brought it in an inch, got the corner. 1-1 count to Bo Dodson. Dodson, wide open stance, almost faces the pitcher as he stands in. Not a big lead at second by Cheadle or at first by Bethea. You don't want to get picked off. Not down by 8 runs in the top of the third. The pitch, outside, ball 2, 2-1 count. Coaching at third base tonight is Bob Oliver. So R.J. Reynolds not in his usual third base coaching position. Oliver taking over the charge tonight. The pitch starts and holds up, and it's just outside. Ball 3. 3-1 count. 3-1 to the number 3 hitter in the order. Your team has just given you 9 runs for an 8-run lead. Marcus Moore trying to work out of that. 3-1 pitch outside. Ball 4. The second base on ball given up by Moore, and now the bases are loaded. So single, single, walk. And Sacramento now in business. And a leadoff home run in the second inning by Scott Richardson. And we may be here another long piece tonight on poster night. Tomorrow night, by the way, for the Zion Pioneers. Tomorrow is going to be Battle of the Bands night. But also, if you were at last night's ball game, keep your ticket stubs. I'll tell you more in just a moment. Marcus Moore, first pitch to Scott Richardson. Outside, ball one. Richardson hit a solo home run his first time up, and Rod McCall now in to talk with his pitcher. And we have this little break. Let me tell you more. Last night, because it went so late, got started late and went so late, the fireworks show did not take place. All of those who have tickets from Monday night's game, bring them tomorrow. You can exchange them at the box office for a Wednesday night ticket. One ball count to Scott Richardson. Moore back to the plate. That one's outside. Ball two. And Moore digging himself a hole right now here in the top of the third inning. Scott Richardson has hit the ball well against the Pioneers. 2-0 pitch. That one is down low. Ball three. A 9-1 lead. Bases are loaded. And a 3-0 count to Richardson. The pitch up and in. Ball four. Back-to-back walks. And the run is home, and Richardson has his second RBI. It's a 9-2 ball game. Dave Cheadle scores, so the first four batters get on, and Bruce Hurst wants to talk to Marcus Moore. Aaron Fuller coming to the plate next. Well, we have this time out. Let me finish this story now. Last night, fireworks didn't get set off because it would have been like an alarm clock for a lot of people. It would have been after midnight. So those who missed out on the fireworks last night, bring your Monday night tickets to the box office tomorrow night. You can exchange them for tickets to tomorrow night's game. Bring them tomorrow, and you'll get in. And you'll not only have the Battle of the Bands, but the fireworks display will go off after the ball game tomorrow night. That's the Wednesday night. Second half, the family night doubleheader. Aaron Fuller at the plate. Fuller walked his first time up. Back-to-back walks. Now the pitch to Fuller. Line foul down the left field line. So it's an 0-1 count to Fuller. Fuller, a tough hitter. Of all of the hitters that Marcus Moore probably does not want to face right now, it's Aaron Fuller, who's been slapping the ball around. Although he has struck out 47 times this year. The pitch, inside, ball one, 1-1 count. So Moore, just missing the pitches that he had on the plate in the first inning and somewhat in the second. The pitch, ground ball foul, pulls it, 1-2 count to Aaron Fuller. Waiting on deck, Kyle Washington. Zion Pioneers now with a 9-2 lead as Sacramento has scored one here in the top of the third. The bases remain loaded and nobody out. So the Pioneers a 9-run second and Marcus Moore trying to get through the top of the third. The pitch fouled straight back. Fuller just gets a piece of it. Count holds. 1-2. Still a few fans coming in on poster night. It is no longer a sun field for the left fielder. But it's still enough twilight to where the lights really haven't taken over the field. Marcus Moore into the stretch. Back to the plate. Changeup swung on and missed. Strike three. His changeup is what he calls his funkster. And what he does with it, no one knows for sure. It's a mystery pitch. But it does seem it kind of goes in different directions at different times. And it goes at different speeds. One out. Bases are still loaded. A run in, and Kyle Washington at the plate. It hit a ground ball to the shortstop and reached on an error his first time up. Pitch inside, ball one. Marcus Moore and Kyle Washington were teammates for a while. Moore joined the Pioneers before Washington was released. 1-0 pitch to Washington. That's a line drive to right field. That'll bring home at least one run. Going to station is Bo Dodson, so he ends up over at third. Bethay home, and it's a 9-3 ball game on the RBI single by Kyle Washington. Richardson on at second base, and Washington makes it a 9-3 contest. No warm-up action in the bullpen yet. Juan Blackwell at the plate. Blackwell hit a line drive right at left fielder Al Mealing his first time up. Rod McCall over talking with Marcus Moore, trying to settle him down, get him to throw pitches that get hit at fielders instead of where fielders are not. But it's been two walks in this inning that have also cost him. Three hits, actually, two walks and a strikeout. And that's what Sacramento has put together. The pitch, that one is on the corner. Strike one to Juan Blackwell. Matt Shipley waiting on deck. Blackwell, the seventh man to come to the plate here in the top of the third. So Sacramento starting to edge into that 9-1 lead. They've gotten two runs back. One out. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. So Marcus Moore trying to get his rhythm back. Rod McCall trying to do a little coaching from first base as he's walked over twice to talk with Marcus Moore. Bruce Hurst has made a visit. 1-2 pitch. That one's up high, or 0-2 pitch, I should say, up high. 1-2 is the count. Zion Pioneers, two more regular season games. Tomorrow night is Battle of the Bands night, and, of course, the fireworks tomorrow night, as we mentioned, after the game. The pitch, 1-2 count, fouled straight back. Blackwell got a piece of it and keeps it at a 1-2 count. And then, on Thursday night, it is fan appreciation night with all sorts of prizes. The first 1,000 fans get a surprise, and then there are prizes given away on top of that. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. So down goes Blackwell. That is the second strikeout of the night for Marcus Moore. Coming to the plate now, Matt Shipley. Shipley popped out to the catcher his first time up as Jake Mueller caught that one right in front of the plate. Two runs in, bases are still loaded, and Shipley, a pesky hitter to deal with, breaking pitch for a strike. Shipley had that front leg break on him as he was ready to bail out on the big curveball, but it hit the inside corner. One strike count to Shipley. Moore comes back to the plate. The pitch misses outside, 1-1 count, so he's working both sides of the plate. Some clouds around just enough to make it a picturesque night at Bruce Hurst Field. 1-1 count to Shipley. A little ground ball hit to shortstop Freddie Diaz. Will go to second base for the fielder's choice for the third out to retire the side. In that inning, a couple of runs on a total of three hits, no errors, and three men left on base. And at the end of two and a half, it's a 9-3 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the third after this timeout.
Hey, man, you taking off on a trip or something?
No, I'm practicing packing. Trying to see how much stuff I can get in this bag.
For what?
For Fans, 10 for 10 back-to-school special.
What?
You haven't heard? Right now, you can purchase any bag at Fans for just 10 bucks.
Any bag?
Any bag, backpack, duffel bag, whatever. You can get a bag for just 10 bucks. And then anything you can stuff into it, you get 10% off.
Wow, that's cool.
That's why I've got to have perfect packing skills. I want to get some of the latest NFL sideline hats, T-shirts, and replica jerseys.
Well, you know, Fans is always loaded with the hottest licensed sports apparel.
Yep, they've got jerseys from all the best new rookies and NFL superstars like Jamal Anderson, Steve Young, and Terrell Davis.
Well, scoot over, man. Let me practice. You got plenty more room there in that corner.
Get down to Fans for the 10-4-10 back-to-school special. Purchase any backpack or duffel bag for just $10 and then receive 10% off any item you can stuff into the bag. Fans, located in all major malls along the Wasatch Front.
We're in Victory Lane with a crew for car number 19, winner of today's Fireball 500. Guys, we have the White House on the speakerphone.
The president wanted me to invite the crew to the White House for dinner. Anything special you'd like?
Wendy's Smoky Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yeah! Wendy's makes it fresh right when you order.
So unless you go to Wendy's, we're not coming to the White House.
Yeah! The president says,
yeah.
You want that with Biggie fries?
Yeah! Wendy's.
Our Smoky Bacon Cheeseburger's back, so come on by.
For a limited time of participating Wendy's.
Giant Pioneers, who had all nine batters score in that second inning, will begin with the bottom third of the order. Glenn Spencer, Jake Moeller, and Al Mealing will be due up for the Pioneers. Glenn Spencer, who had a single under the shortstop's glove for an RBI his first time up. That extends his hitting streak to five in a row. Glenn Spencer hitting the ball well of late. He got hot against Sacramento. Actually, he began to get hot against Tri-City. Started to slap the ball around and hit line drives at Tri-City and continued it at Sacramento. And now continues it here in St. George against the Steelheads. Glenn Spencer, one for one, a run scored, an RBI. The pitch down low, Joe Elias. Still on the mound. Ball one. 9-3 lead. Pioneers have seen their 9-1 lead shrink by a couple, but it's still a healthy six-run lead. The pitch fouled over into the Pioneers dugout. 1-1 count. Marcus Moore, working into and out of trouble in the third inning. Zion Pioneers trying to make it three in a row. They won the last game against Sacramento. The pitch down low, ball two, 2-1 count. They won the last game against Sacramento, and Sacramento won last night, trying to put together a three-game winning streak. The pitch, that one chased and missed to strike two. 2-2 count to Glenn Spencer. Not a bad crowd. More in the bleachers tonight than a little heavier tilted to the bleachers. The pitch swung on a miss, strike three. And so on the sinker, Spencer goes down on strikes. For Joel, a 9-3 lead for four in three innings. Elias on the season has been a good strikeout pitcher, but he's getting it not with the fastball, but with the breaking pitches and the changeups. He struck out 50. Count. Mueller from the picturesque city named Tombstone, Arizona. Actually grew up a little closer to Tucson for a while. Breaking pitch for a strike two. But we found out in a post-game interview that his family wanted to move to a little smaller community. And so Tombstone was it. 1-2 pitch, fouled down the third baseline. Count holds, one ball, two strikes. One out, bottom of the third inning. Zion Pioneers went peacefully in the first, not peacefully in the second, as they put nine runs on the board to take a 9-1 lead after dropping behind 1-0. Elias back to the plate, the pitch outside, ball two, 2-2 count to Moeller. Jake Moeller has been seeing the ball much better, swinging the bat much better, much more consistently, even though he still has some strikeouts, hasn't been striking out as much. That one a little fister. That will be grabbed in the air and dropped by Shipley. Still throws to first base. So it'll be the ground out after it fell out of the glove. Could have been a line out. Instead, Moeller is thrown out by second baseman Matt Shipley. Shipley kind of nonchalanted that one. It hit the heel of the glove and was on the dirt. Shipley recovered in time to get the out. Al Mealing at the plate. Hit a hard ground ball right at Scott Richardson with the bases loaded. They decided to try to get the lead runner. That was with a game tied at 1-1. His throw, low and outside to Jake Underwood, went to the fence. That allowed one run to score and a second run to follow. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. So Al Mealing, that fielder's choice, ground ball, is the single greatest play that has helped. Pitch called strike one, 1-1 count. That helped get two runs home. So a fielder's choice and the throwing error on the first baseman did it. The line drive to left field, holding up. Aaron Fuller will come on. So Meeling hits it hard, but right at the left fielder for a flyout. In that inning, a 1-2-3 inning for the Pioneers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've gone through three straight, and it's a 9-3 lead for the Pioneers. Back with the top of the fourth after this timeout.
So why do people buy their cars from Stephen Wade Auto Center? Well, I think it's because of the great service they receive and know that they'll continue to receive after the sale.
I think it's because of the great selection of vehicles and because of the people. You can really trust that they will give you the best deal possible.
Customers know that they will get an honest deal when they buy their new or used vehicle from Stephen Wade Auto Center, because Stephen Wade has been serving the people of Southern Utah for over 14 years.
Hi, this is Joe Christopher. As I've said before, my door is always open. I want to do everything I can to make sure that everyone who buys a car from Stephen Wade Auto Center is fully satisfied before and after the sale.
That's Stephen Wade Auto Center, 1175 South 150 East in St. George, your genuine Chevrolet dealer.
And you want to eat great, just get yourself to Wendy's late night pickup window, because Wendy's rules the night.
Wendy's late night.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas. We're up late, so come on by.
Zion Pioneers with a 9-3 lead. R.J. Reynolds back coaching third base instead of Bob Oliver, who had it last inning. Marcus Moore to face Jake Underwood. The lead off the top of the fourth, pitch up high, ball one. Underwood then back to the top of the order, Dave Cheadle and Scott Bethea. 9-3, the Pioneers lead. We're only in the top of the fourth. The pitch up and in, ball two. So Marcus Moore, who did have a 9-walk, 9-strikeout night against Chico in a victory earlier this year in this ballpark, headed towards that again, maybe? I don't know. Pitch fouled off to the right side. Two ball, one strike count. Getting some interesting colors on the clouds as we're into the twilight time. Beautiful salmon and pink colors above the blue on the clouds over the Arizona Strip. 2-1 pitch, tries to hold up the appeal down at first base. And the umpire says, no, I'm not going to appeal. It's going to be strike two. Frank Rios points at the batter and says, yep, you went around. 2-2 count to Jake Underwood. Underwood lined out to the shortstop his first time up. That one fouled off, just got a piece of it. As he was fooled on the pitch and just reached and touched it. 9-3, the lead for the Zion Pioneers, and a 2-2 count to the right-handed hitting catcher. Marcus Moore into the windup. The pitch outside, it's a 3-2 count. Underwood came over in a trade with the Tri-City Posse. Underwood is from Oregon. So he went from on the north side of his home state to the south side. The pitch up high, ball four, and another base on ball given up by Marcus Moore. That is the fourth walk of the night. Moore has struck out two and has walked four, and we're only in the fourth inning. Dave Cheadle at the plate. He lined out to the first baseman, lined to center field for a base hit, came around to score. So here in the top of the fourth inning, Marcus Moore trying to make it through if he can. Doesn't have his good stuff, obviously. The ground ball hit towards second base. Glenn Spencer juggles on to Diaz, back to first. Do they have him? Yep. At first base. So Diaz, as Spencer juggled it just a little bit, gets the double play. As he's the middleman on that double play, Spencer to Diaz to McCall. Two outs, and coming to the plate now, Scott Bethea. So Cheadle hit it sharply, but right at Spencer. We'll make a selection of our Moapa Tribal Enterprises Offensive Player of the Game again tonight. Freddie Diaz was that last night. And also our Moapa Tribal Enterprises, or I should say our Highland Manor Defensive Player of the Game. Moapa Tribal Enterprises Offense, Highland Manor Defense. Ground ball right back up the middle through the legs of Moore. The throw by Diaz on to first base. I don't think if Moore ever touched it, it just went between his legs. But they thrown out, shortstop to the first baseman. In that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's a 9-3 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the fourth after this timeout.
Is everyone talking about?
Haven't you heard? Everyone is talking about the new True digital phone service provided by South Central Wireless.
Why is South Central Wireless providing the only True digital phone? Other companies claim they use digital.
Fred, I swear, you really are clueless. Other phone services have some characteristics of digital service when it's actually only analog service. The True digital provides security, so your conversation will not be picked up by other phones or scanners. So when you hear other companies say digital, you know who provides the only True digital service.
South Central Wireless is your clear choice when it comes to digital service. Visit the South Central Communications Store in St. George at 228 West St. George Boulevard or the Cedar City location at 535 South Main Street, Suite 6.
Primary Children's is the only full-service children's hospital in the Intermountain West. We treat all children regardless of race, religion, or ability to pay.
Joe Horton, CEO, Primary Children's Medical Center.
We're not like other businesses. We have patients rather than customers. We do not advertise. We raise over $3 million a year for needy children, and we rely on the goodwill of the Utah broadcasters to help us get that word out.
The power of public service from your local radio and television stations.
Zion Pioneers in the Sacramento Steelheads 9-3 ball game as Joe Elias dumped on for 9 runs in the second inning, and that's the difference in the game. The Pioneers giving up a run on a solo home run to Scott Richardson in the second. Steelheads got 2 more in the third, but it's the 9-run second is all of the offense for the Pioneers in terms of scoring runs. Top of the fourth, it'll be the top of the order against Elias, who is since he gave up the 3-run home run to Rod McCall, has retired 5 straight batters. Kalen Foles lined out, a little soft liner to the shortstop. Then in the second inning, drove in 2 runs with a triple right down the first baseline. So Foles, who has been struggling with his bat, may have come out of it with that line drive triple. Is swinging the bat like the Kalen of old. Kalen Foles of old. Yes, I did intend it. The line drive to center field. He's out of it. Base hit. Kalen Foles. Slapped that one. Line shot into center field. Elias threw it. Turned around, watched it go over his head and into center field. Leadoff man is on, and Ricky Otero at the plate. Otero, a single and a strikeout. Struck out in the first inning. Single. Came around to score. Didn't everybody in the second inning. So the leadoff man is on. Kalen Foles, Elias into the stretch. Foles not going. The pitch pulled foul outside of first base. Strike one. Brian Graybeck still with that injured left wrist, trying to give it some rest, really, and just use him sporadically towards the end of the season to see if he can be a little healthier in times of the postseason play. But Glenn Spencer also has been swinging the bat well. That's part of it. The pitch, that one's lined to right field, holding up. Coming on is Kyle Washington and grabbing it. Chance for the double play. Throws to first base. Foles just gets back. Kyle Washington had to steady himself. Foles had gone quite a ways down that first baseline from first base to the second. And Washington making the throw, but Foles turned around and beelined it back to the first base. Charbonnet with a ground out. And a double, long fly ball that just kept going and going and going until it hit the center field fence just above Dave Cheadle's glove. 2 total bases tonight. That's 241 on the season. And as we mentioned quietly, Charbonnet broke the league record last night for total bases. Obviously, that's a new career high for him. The 241 now with a double tonight. And he just keeps adding to it. Foles on at first base. Elias to the plate. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Down by a 9-3 margin, Sacramento trying to battle back and trying to keep the Pioneers in place to see if they can wear down Marcus Moore. Charbonnet, 1 strike count. Foles on at first. Elias back to the plate. Foles faking the steal. The pitch outside. Ball one. That 9-3 lead, kind of an odd situation because you have the nine runs. You have a six-run lead. It's kind of awkward to steal, but it's still close enough in this league that you could use more runs. There goes Foles. The pitch hit over on the left side and fouled out of play. That may have been a hit and run instead of a straight steal. 1-2 count to Mark Charbonnet. Charbonnet, designated hitter with the injured elbow. The left elbow has been bothering him coming down the wire, so he hasn't played a whole bunch in the outfield. There have been flashes of defense this year for Mark Charbonnet. He has been an outstanding hitter all year, never going two consecutive games without a hit, and stringing together a couple of 14-game hitting streaks in the process of this season. Although his average isn't where it was last year, that's about the only thing that isn't where it was last year. Charbonnet, now with 128 hits, still short of where he was. I think he finished with 130 last year. That's one short, or two short, of what he had. Into the stretch, Elias, there goes Foles. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, Foles steals second. So Charbonnet goes down on strikes, and Foles has a stolen base, his 29th of the year. So two outs and Rod McCall at the plate. McCall began the second inning by striking out, finished the scoring in the second inning by sending a drive over the right field fence. Not just over the right field fence, way over the right field fence, his 13th home run of the year. Rod McCall, three RBIs on the night, total of 41 on the year. Into the stretch, Elias looks at Kalen Foles at second, comes to the plate, the pitch outside, ball one. Robert Merrill waiting on deck. Pioneers, bottom of the fourth inning, nine runs in the second, and that's the scoring for the Pioneers. And it's up to Marcus Moore to try to let that hold. Into the stretch, Elias looks back at second. Foles not going. The pitch, that one's inside, 2-0 count. 6'7" Rod McCall. McCall on the season, hitting at a 259 mark. That's about where he ends up. He's in that 250 to 265 range almost every year with a passel of home runs. He had 30 last year in the Pacific Coast League. 13 in just 38 games here. The pitch inside, ball three, 3-0 count. Actually, yes, just 38 games with the Pioneers, and he has 13 home runs. You can project that over a season if you want to, 150-game season. If you do that, you're in the 40-plus range. In the stretch, Elias looks back at second. 3-0 pitch to McCall. Outside, ball four, and that's been something Rod McCall's been doing a lot also. Maybe the intentional walk to Rod McCall. Don't give him anything too good to hit. Robert Merrill at the plate. Merrill a double, a run scored, and called out on strikes. He is 1-for-2. Both of his at-bats came in the second inning, as 12 men came to the plate in that nine-run second. Everybody but the three outs scored. Two of those three outs were strikeouts, one of which was Robert Merrill. McCall on at first, Folds on at second. Elias, the pitch to Merrill. That one's outside, ball one. Freddy Diaz waiting on deck. A little warm-up action we saw down in the Sacramento bullpen, but it doesn't look like it's going now, unless it's on the far north pitching mound. The pitch, that one's down low. 2-0 count to Robert Merrill. Now you're behind to the number two RBI man for the Zion Pioneers, Merrill, with 57 on the year. He has just quietly had a very good year. The pitch to Merrill, that one's on the inside corner, 2-1 count. Three Grand Slam home runs on the season. That's tied the league mark. We've seen some records tied or fall this season. It's still a relatively young league, the Western Baseball League, and only its fifth season. Began in 95. So there's still plenty of room to put together some records. The pitch, that one's pulled foul, skipping a rope at third base. In the coaching box is Mike Littlewood. 2-2 count. In fact, almost made a kick save on that. Didn't go into the goal. 2-2 count to Robert Merrill. Folds at second. McCall over at first base. Game 2 of the 4-game series in St. George between the Steelheads and the Pioneers. Freddy Diaz waiting on deck. Two men on, two men out, nobody in. Here in the bottom of the fourth, but the Pioneers have been threatening from the get-go with leadoff single by Kalen Foles. Elias looks back at second, looks again, comes to the plate. The pitch down low, ball three. That will send the runners on a 3-2 pitch. Foles can get a running jump. Rod McCall, he will begin momentum. And Robert Murrow with a 3-2 count to deal with. Elias into the stretch. Here go the runners. The pitch, ball four. That will load the bases. So Murrow still even in walks and strikeouts. As Foles goes to third, McCall at second, and Murrow at first. Freddy Diaz coming to the plate. A single and a ground out, as he was the last out of the inning in the second. Both of his at-bats also coming in the second inning. McCall, Murrow, and Diaz before this inning, both of their at-bats coming in one inning. Glenn Spencer waiting on deck. Freddy Diaz, 5 runs batted in last night, 21 on the year now. 1-for-2 tonight. He's going to break that 200 barrier yet if he keeps hitting the ball like this. Elias full windup. The pitch to Diaz. That's foul down the left field line. Hit it quite a ways, but quite a ways foul also. 0-1 count. Zion Pioneers baseball. Game number 88 on the year for the Pioneers. Home date number 42. As one ended up as a doubleheader. The pitch, outside, ball one. 1-1 count. Joe Elias throwing a lot of pitches here in the first 4 innings. Reggie Leslie and Levi Lacey expected to be the pitchers over the last 2 nights for Sacramento. The pitch, that one's lined to left field and fairly deep, but Aaron Fuller drifting near the line and back near the warning track by the time he tracks that one down. So Freddy Diaz gave it a ride. And that's the third out to retire the side. So no runs on only one base hit, no errors, but the Pioneers stranded 3. The first time in this ball game that they've left anybody on base. At the end of 4, it is a 9-3 lead for the Pioneers. Back with the top of the 5th after this timeout.
Hi, it's me, thinking about the penny. People gripe about pennies, and I'd like to know why. They sit in those boxes by cash registers, and you leave one if you have one and take one if you need one. But mostly, people are trying to be rid of them. As the oldest coin in circulation, the penny deserves respect. So I have a proposal. Recently, the Saturn S Series was voted the most driven car in America. No doubt because its sport-tuned suspension, speed-sensitive power steering, and torque-heavy dual overhead cam engine makes it so fun to drive. But also because it costs so little to own. So my proposal? Take a handful of pennies out of every one of those boxes, and soon you too can afford to be driving and driving and driving a Saturn. That's my 2 cents worth anyway.
Test the new redesigned Saturn S Series. Visit Saturn of St. George or visit them on the internet at www.saturn.com.
It's going, going, gone! Are you ready to feel more healthy than ever before? To be at the top of your game? To hit a home run with your health? You can, and it's not as hard as you think. In fact, it's easy. A company known throughout the United States and Japan for their innovative approach to health is based right here in Southern Utah. Aola International, a leader in advanced health products that incorporates the best that nature and science have to offer. If you're looking for the most advanced weight management supplements from a company known as the Weight Management Company of the 21st Century, find out more about Aola's exciting products. There's nothing stopping you from hitting a home run with your health today.
Top of the 5th inning, Bo Dodson. First pitch to the designated hitter. Swung on and missed with the sinker. Strike one. Dodson grounded out and walked. Marcus Moore trying to get through the 5th inning and keep the lead. As Dodson, the leadoff man, the breaking pitch on the outside corner. 0-2 count. If Moore has actually settled down after walking the leadoff hitter in the 4th, got the double play and then got the ground out. He settled down. This could be a long night for Sacramento. The pitch down low, ball one. 1-2 count. Dodson not going after that one. Top of the 5th inning. 9-3 lead. Remnants of twilight. That's all we have left in the western sky. As it's getting low. 2-0 for Sonoma County in the bottom of the 1st inning up in Chico. So Sonoma County jumping on Chico early. That should be a good matchup tonight. Two big right-handers. The pitch, little chop foul down the first baseline, goes foul. 1-2 count. Looked like it was going to stay fair for a moment. Dodson probably didn't know that. Kurt Takahashi on the mound for Sonoma County and Tom Bergen for Chico. That's who was scheduled tonight. Two of the best pitchers in the league this year. Both of them named to... Well, let me double check. Yep, Bergen and Takahashi, along with Marcus Moore, named to the postseason All-Star team. The 1-2 count to Dodson. That one's hit deep to right field. Back goes Kalen Foles at the fence, and it is gone. His third home run in two nights. Make it a 9-4 ball game as Bo Dodson, just a flame with that bat, has made it a 9-4 contest. And Marcus Moore, obviously without his best stuff tonight, has given up two home runs, two solo home runs. Scott Richardson, who has the other one, also has walked with the bases loaded. He is 1-for-1. Two runs batted in on the night. Richardson at the plate. So Elias has settled down. Marcus Moore still battling himself as much as anybody tonight. Bruce Hurst wanting to get Moore through five innings, and Moore if possible. The pitch to Richardson. Line drive into left field. Base hit. Richardson will hang on at first base. So Richardson... getting a pitch he could hit and driving it. Sacramento still with a hot bat. Jake Jenkins down in the bullpen looking to see if there's a signal to get anybody started. Out to talk with his pitcher is Jake Moeller. Zion Pioneers Baseball is brought to you in part by Moapa Tribal Enterprises, your year-round fireworks supplier. Also featuring quality Native American crafts. Open 24 hours. That's Moapa Tribal Enterprises. Zion Pioneers with... a 9-4 lead, but a leadoff home run, and then a line drive single, and Aaron Fuller at the plate. Fuller has walked and has struck out. Richardson at first, the pitch. That one's lifted into the air, but foul. Fouled over behind third base, one strike count. Pioneers have to win everything, really, to have a good chance at postseason play. They lose one. They've lost their opportunity to catch Sonoma County, now stirring in the bullpen. Moore to the plate. The pitch, line deep to left field. Going back is Al Mealing, short of the warning track, grabs that one. So Fuller gave it a ride, but that's out number one. So three hitters have hit the ball fairly hard. And Kyle Washington coming to the plate. Washington reached on an error, then singled in a run in the third inning, so he is 1-for-2 on the night. Former Zion Pioneers player. Washington has seen his average slip a little bit. But it'll move back up again tonight. On the season, Washington is hitting .302. The pitch, inside, ball one. Washington .242 since he's been with Sacramento. 9-4 lead. Pioneers all nine runs in the second. Big lead at first by Richardson. The pitch up and in, ball two. A little warm-up action beginning now for the Pioneers. Bruce Hurst wanting to get a win tonight. May go all out again with the bullpen using them. There goes Richardson. The pitch swung on and foul tipped. Richardson got a great jump against Moore. And it's a 2-1 count. Down by five, Richardson got a walking lead, got a walking jump, and then just took off as he had his forward momentum going. And that one's stolen. 2-1 count to Kyle Washington. Marcus Moore with Richardson moving off of first base. Richardson still moving. Does he go this time? No. The 2-1 pitch, foul down the right field line. Hit a little ways, but back into and just beyond the Pioneers bullpen over into the batting cage area. Count evens. Two balls, two strikes to Kyle Washington. One out. Solo home run by Bo Dodson has brought home a run. And Marcus Moore trying to get through this inning. Richardson at first. The pitch just misses outside. Ball three. Fastball had Kyle Washington frozen at the plate. 3-2 count to Kyle Washington. Marcus Moore with only two strikeouts on the night. Richardson not going. The pitch up high. Ball four. And that's two men on. Richardson on at second. Washington on at first. And Marcus Moore trying to work his way through the fifth inning. This is not Marcus's best start. Going on short rest for a second consecutive time, Juan Blackwell at the plate now, lined out to the left fielder, struck out. Men at first and second. It's a 9-4 ball game. Sacramento coming back against the Pioneers now. Into the stretch, Marcus Moore looks back at second to the plate. The pitch up high, ball one. Matt Shipley waiting on deck. Blackwell has hit the ball well in this series, both in Sacramento and here. Moore into the stretch, comes back to the plate. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Blackwell was dinged late in the ball game against Moore, hit him on the arm. That was sore enough that Blackwell left the ball game late in that contest and sat out Saturday night's game. The pitch on the corner, strike two, 1-2 count on the outside part of the plate. Blackwell with a different bat this time and a short black one. This time has the red bat. And on deck with the short black bat is Matt Shipley. Swung on and missed on the sinker. Strike three. Down goes Blackwell. That's two outs. And Matt Shipley at the plate. Shipley's popped out to the catcher, hit into a fielder's choice to end the third inning. Top of the fifth, the run is home. Sacramento has scored in three different innings. Pioneers only in the bottom of the second, but it's a 9-4 lead for the Pioneers. Pitch to Matt Shipley. That one's a line drive into center. The up holding on at third base is Scott Richardson as the strike thrown right to the plate. So Shipley singles to load the bases. Washington goes to second. On at third is Scott Richardson, and at the plate is Jake Underwood. Bruce Hurst wanting to get the last out for Moore and see if the Pioneers can get some more runs. 9-4 lead, still a 5-run lead by the Pioneers. The significance of that is if you get through the fifth inning and then have to be relieved, if your team stays ahead, then you end up with a victory. That would be number 8 for Moore. He and Mike Smith each have 7 to lead the team. Pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Moore with 3 strikeouts on the night, but has walked 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 strike count to Jake Underwood. Back to the plate. The pitch swung on a miss. Strike two. Underwood can be overmatched by Moore's fastball. When Moore is on, and he obviously is not on as well as he can be, when Moore is on, he will change speeds on his fastball at will. Just think you have it timed, and then it shows up 3 miles per hour faster. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Down goes Jake Underwood, and down goes the Sacramento Steelheads. 1 run on a total of 3 base hits. No errors, but 3 men left on base. It's been a struggle, but the Pioneers still lead by a 9-4 margin. Back with the bottom of the fifth after this timeout.
Hurry, Hammer, we're going to be late.
Every tool on the aisle is here. What's going on?
It's about the changes here at J&J Building Supply.
Attention, attention. I know you all have questions about the changes going on, and I've gathered you all here to answer those questions. Yes, Mr. Power Drill.
Is it true that J&J Building Supply has changed our name to Sunrock?
Yes, it is true. Over the years, we've made J&J a place where people can find solutions to projects and problems around the house. Now, Sunrock has expanded to meet Southern Utah's needs as a full home improvement retail store.
What about our prices?
Sunrock has national buying power to give the folks the best price around. Sunrock not only has everything in one location, such as power tools, lumber, paint, hardware, shop vacs, gardening supplies, fencing, and everything else, but they still save money.
But with all the changes, how will the folks be able to find what they need?
The experienced clerks will assist them.
Looks like the changes at J&J, Sunrock, will really make shopping here the best place in town.
In trouble? The best of us can be accused. For vigorous, competent defense representation, call Huntsman & Associates. Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. Give them a call at 628-2846 or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman & Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846, Huntsman & Associates today.
Zion Pioneers with a 9-4 lead. Joe Elias has had three pretty good innings and one rotten one for the Sacramento Steelheads. Here at the bottom of the fifth, it will be Glenn Spencer, Jake Mueller, and Al Mealy, the bottom third of the order. That's the same bottom third that got the second inning really rolling and went down meekly in the third inning. Glenn Spencer, 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in a run on a ground, hard-hit ground ball that went scooted under the shortstop glove. And also struck out. So he is 1-for-2 on the night. Zion Pioneers with a 9-4 lead. Only the 9-run second inning. That's the only scoring for the Pioneers. The pitch by Elias misses up high. Ball one. Glenn Spencer taking that all the way. 1-for-2 on the night. Glenn Spencer, switch hitter. Former BYU player. The pitch outside. Ball two. Former Frontier League player. Played a couple of seasons in the Frontier League. That's another independent league right in the middle of the country. A 2-0 pitch. That one is inside. Ball three. But that's mostly for younger ball players. That has a limit of how old you can be and still play in that league. 3-0 pitch. That one's a call strike. Spencer taking all the way. Kalen Fold started the fourth inning with a single, then ended up the Pioneers got the bases loaded but couldn't push across the run. Glenn Spencer trying to get on. 3-1 pitch. That one is lined to left center field. Spencer will run for a while. Turns first, heads to second. Glenn Spencer wants to go to third. The throw, no, he'll hold up at second. Made a big turn. The throw was brought in a hurry, and Spencer put on the brakes. So a leadoff double by Spencer, his fourth of the year. Glenn Spencer found the gap, and the gap just carried it right to the fence. As center fielder Dave Cheadle and left fielder Aaron Fuller hustled after that one. The leadoff man is on with the double, and Jake Mueller at the plate. Mueller has grounded out to the second baseman and has singled and scored. He is 1-for-2 on the night. Mueller, good chance. Spencer with good speed. If you can get it to the outfield safely, you could score it. A pitch to Jake Mueller. That one's the breaking pitch down low. Ball one. Waiting on deck, Al Mealy. Zion Pioneers with a 9-4 lead and threatening to make it more here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Elias into the stretch, looks at second. The pitch almost hits Mueller. That one just tails inside. Mueller scissoring out of the way of that one. 2-0 count to Jake Mueller. Former University of Arizona player. He spent a brief time in the Frontier League last year in Springfield and then joined the Western Warriors. And that was a trip, literally. The pitch, a ground ball towards the second baseman. That will move Spencer over to third. The throw just in time at first base. So Mueller doing a good job of hitting to move the runner along. And with one out, a man at third, and Al Mealing coming to the plate. Mealing hit into a fielder's choice, eventually came around to score, and lined out to the left fielder. He is 0-for-2 on the night, but has a run scored. Al Mealing, just a graceful ball player, .237 average. This is by far and away his worst year in terms of batting in the Western Baseball League. Has had some struggles this year with health, also with some help with his wife, who seems to have been getting healthier recently. It's been a struggle of a summer for the entire family, health-wise. Mealing's been in two different occasions on the disabled list. The pitch swung on and missed strike one on the changeup. So Elias going back to the soft stuff against the left-handed sluggers. One strike count to Mealing. One out. Man over at third. Kalen Foles waiting on deck. Joe Elias into the full windup, back to the plate. The pitch way outside. Underwood saves a wild pitch. Underwood shifted to the left in a hurry to block that one and keep Spencer from scoring. 9-4 lead for the Pioneers. All nine runs coming in the second, but the Pioneers threatening to score another one here. Pitch to Mealing outside. Ball two. 2-1 count. So Elias trying to hit that outside corner. Misses twice. Misses badly twice. Elias into the full windup again. Sidearms this one. Swung on and missed. That one tailing away. May have swung at ball three. Instead, it's a 2-2 count. Al Mealing gets a little anxious at the plate at times. After he came off his 22-game stay on the disabled list, came off ripping the ball the best way he had all year. Pitch outside, breaking pitch. That makes it 3-2. So Elias, 3-2 count, kneeling. And like to line it to the outfield. At least if he can drive it deep to the outfield, has a chance to score the runner. 3-2 pitch to Mealing. That one a little chopper out in front of the plate. Elias coming to the plate, and they'll get Spencer. So Mealing doing the one thing that wouldn't score the run. A little chopper, and he's on by way of the fielder's choice as Spencer is out, pitcher to the catcher. And Elias has a good opportunity of trying to get out of this game, out of this inning without a run scored. So Elias, just a miserable second inning. Otherwise, he has kept the Pioneers in tow. Pioneers have all of two hits against Elias in the other four innings. They have eight hits in that second inning alone. But it was the second inning that was the inning of darkness for Joe Elias. Man on at first is Al Mealing. Pick off, back in is Mealing. Now it's close enough, a five-run lead. Mealing might take off and try to steal second base. Mealing. Good speed to pick off. Back in is Mealing. Mealing with 11 stolen bases on the year. As he picked up his 11th, one of four men in double figures for the Pioneers. Mealing, there he goes. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Mealing is safe at second base. So Foles swings and misses. Mealing has his 12th stolen base of the year. So Foles at the plate, a one-strike count. If he can drive it safely to the outfield, Mealing should be able to score. But the little chopper right out in front of the plate, Mike Littlewood sending Spencer trying to force the play. Spencer thrown out, just shuffled from the pitcher to the catcher. Man at second. One strike count to Kalen Foles. Elias looks again, and then throws way outside. Ball one. 1-1 count. Ricky Otero waiting on deck. Zion Pioneers. 9-4 lead on a Tuesday night in St. George, Utah. Gorgeous Tuesday night. Western Baseball League regular season, 3 days away from coming to a close. The pitch swung on and the bat is thrown. Swung on and missed. Foles loses the bat way over beyond the dugout. Steve Cook, who is scheduled to be the pitcher tomorrow, goes trots over, picks it up, and hands it back to Kalen Foles. 1-2 count on Kalen Foles. Foles has had a little struggle with strikeouts of late also, as his strikeout total has been expanding. He's up to 48 strikeouts on the year, and a lot in this road trip and in the homestand. He had a couple more in this homestand. 1-2 count to Kalen Foles. Man on the second base, bottom of the fifth inning, 9-4 lead for the Pioneers, and Joe Elias trying to get out of the fifth without any damage. Into the stretch, Elias has worked out of the stretch a lot tonight. The pitch, that one is swung on and missed with a slow stop. Strike three, down goes Foles. In that inning, no runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. At the end of five complete, it's a 9-4 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the top of the sixth after this timeout.
It was to be an island paradise where ancient beasts roamed the land. But something went wrong. St. George Fort, May 1999. Nothing like it had been seen before. They call it Ford Truck Month, and the prices were simply jurassic. All month long at St. George Ford, rates start at 0.9%. There are extremely low lease rates roaming the land on Rangers and F-Series, and deep discounts on all trucks in inventory. People are running and screaming to St. George Ford to take advantage of the savings. It's fun to come by, fun for the whole family. Anyone driving a competitor's truck who takes a test drive at St. George Ford walks away with a free gift. Ford Truck Month at St. George Ford is a land where the past and future have come together. See the 1999 lineup of Ford trucks with prices and financing that haven't been seen since the Stone Age. Right now and all month long at St. George Ford on Hilton Drive.
Late and you want to eat great, just get yourself to Wendy's late night pickup window, because Wendy's rules the night.
Wendy's late night.
Hi, this is Dave Penelope. We're up late, so come on by.
Zion Pioneers with a 9-4 lead. That nine runs in the second inning, trying to be held up by Marcus Moore. He struggled. He's had runs score against him in three innings, two solo home runs in the process. Leading off the top of the sixth inning will be the top of the order again. Dave Cheadle, then Scott Bethea, then Bo Dodson. And so Marcus Moore having to get through some pretty tough hitters. This is Enterprise High School night, we understand, here at the at Bruceurst Field. We've always had kind of a crowd of Enterprise-ites. Is that the proper term? Enterprise-ites? Enterprisers? Whatever. Enterprise-iacs? I don't know what they are. We've always had kind of a core group of Enterprise residents who have been here, but it's Enterprise High School night tonight. Zion Pioneers and the Sacramento Steelheads. Dave Cheadle, Scott Bethea, Bo Dodson do at the plate. Dave Cheadle, 1-for-3 on the night. Cheadle has singled and scored. The pitch inside, ball one. Double play, also a line out to the first baseman. So Cheadle has hit the ball fairly hard, but it's 1-for-3. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1 count. Cheadle, switch hitting center fielder. Zion Pioneers and the Sacramento Steelheads. Pitch down low, ball two, 2-1 count. Zion Pioneers trying to nurse that 9-4 lead. The pitch by Marcus Moore, down low, ball three, so he got a strike early and now has gone to a 3-1 count. That happened two innings ago with Jake Underwood, then coaxing a walk on a 3-2 count. Getting a walk this time is Dave Cheadle. The pitch is away. So a leadoff walk again, and Marcus Moore has had wildness problem tonight. At the plate, Scott Bethea, a sharp hit and fly ball to the center fielder, singled and grounded out. He is 1-for-3 on the night. Bethea came around to score the second run of that third inning. So Marcus Moore has been working out of trouble all night, usually caused by bases on balls. He's given up two solo home runs, though. It's a 9-4 lead. The pitch, that one is on the outside corner, strike one. Scott Bethea. At the plate is Bethea, Bo Dodson waiting on deck. Bethea will crowd the front of the batter's box, left-handed hitting shortstop. Usually wide open stance, sometimes he'll close it a little, which he did this time. Fouls that one straight back, 1-0-2 count for Scott Bethea. Bethea, 2-0-1 hitter on the season after his burst against the Pioneers, now owning a five-game hitting streak against the Pioneers in the closing week of the season. Had at least one hit last night, ended up with three. Scott Bethea into the stretch, more into the stretch, the pitch, the appeal. They're going to ask the appeal. They say, nope, he didn't go around. 1-2 count. It was worth a shot. Jake Mueller hoping to get the strike three on that. But Bethea really didn't go that far around. Bo Dodson waiting. One on. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Stirring in the bullpen once again. Left-handers working down there. Maybe Trembley, maybe Van Hoff. The pitch. Line down the third base line to foul. Just jammed that. A little jam shot and a little weak liner over beyond third base and in foul territory. 1-2 count to Scott Bethea holds. Not only was it a jam shot and a foul ball, and it didn't make any difference on the count, it did mean something for the lumber industry. As Bethea cracked his bat, we'll go over and get another weapon. Bethea, black bat this time instead of the traditional wood-colored bat. And we've seen more and more of the changes. George Foster kind of brought that into being. He had that. And black bat, when he hit 52 home runs and slugged a bunch of runs batted in and hit for high average against with the Cincinnati Reds, all of a sudden you started to get all sorts of multicolored bats. The pitch, that one's lifted into the air over behind shortstop. Coming on is Al Mealing. Freddie Diaz going back and grabbing it for the first out of the inning. So a pop fly to the shortstop. That's one out. And coming to the plate, Bo Dodson. Dodson has grounded out, has walked. And slammed his third home run of this series over the right field fence his last time up. His first two times at bat last night, he hit home runs, one with runners on. Drove in four runs last night, so he had a dandy night. Has a solo home run for an RBI tonight. A pitch to Dodson. That one's a strike. Cores that fastball right in there. Marcus Moore, you know he wants to go as long as he possibly can. But the question now is, how long is that? Big lead at first base by Cheadle. The pitch just misses outside. Ball one. Cheadle walked the leadoff at the top of the sixth inning. Pioneers with nine runs in the second, and that's holding so far, although it's been whittled at. The pitch, that one's lifted foul. Count goes to 1-2 to Bo Dodson. It was a 1-2 pitch that he hit before for the home run. So it doesn't make much difference. Dodson, good solid hitter, good view of the plate, and Dodson 326 now with 12 home runs and 53 runs batted in. Man on at first base, Cheadle leading off. There goes Cheadle, the pitch. That one's hit in the air and deep to center field. Back goes Ricky Otero, back against the fence, and it's going to be at least a double. Coming around.